Yes. Yeah.
Hi-ya.
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya.
T.
Hi-ya.
R.
Woo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo! Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. And we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the word.
We gonna loogie doogie sapphire.
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. It's another Tuesday on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And here we are on the campus of UBC. It's a Tuesday. Yes, it's January the 22nd of 2008. Probably the ugliest Tuesday that I've ever had the opportunity to witness in this new year, 2008. Yes, it's an ugly looking day outside there today. The snow definitely fell as we were warned last night. It started around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and is still snowing in some areas of the lower mainland. Metro Vancouver has kind of slowed down a little bit, and guess what? That snow is not going to stick around for too much longer. We're counting on rain to start by later this afternoon, early this evening, so another slushy, gray, dirty commute is going to be happening in the city of Vancouver today. And you know what? After three buses passed me by on the way to campus today, I figured, what the hell? I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm just going to kick back, try to relax, at least get here safely. And we did so, and this is why we are starting at the very inappropriate time of nearly 10 o'clock a.m. A half hour has already gone by of this show. Normally, we're here at 9:30 in the morning. But like I said, third time's the charm. We don't want to fight it. We got to do what we got to do. And that is to play you the rock and roll on this Tuesday, regardless of what happens, regardless of what kind of mishaps and misadventures we seem to find ourselves in on this show. We're still here. And that's a good thing, because now you still have an hour and a half left to rock and roll with me. And we've got, I think, a great show planned for you, regardless, again, of all the things that have happened to us this morning on the way to UBC. And what's even funnier, I just find it's very comical, is that on watching the news this morning, every other campus on the Lower Mainland is closed today. But guess what? UBC is open. Why? I have no idea. Because every other campus decided to close today because of the weather impending. But UBC chose not to, which is why the transit system, I think, has been deluged by more than enough traffic on this Tuesday morning. So if you're out and about today, do drive carefully. Do drive with caution. The roads are still pretty bad, especially the side streets and some of the suburban areas around the Lower Mainland. So do, again, take caution while you're driving around the city today. Get the galoshes on and be prepared. If you just happen to be waking up, getting out of your beds, putting on the old kettle, getting that cup of coffee in your gullet, then do listen to Third Time's the Charm for the rest of your morning, because it's going to be a great one, I do think. Want to thank everyone for tuning in last week, of course, to the show, everyone who's at work currently right now listening to us over the World Wide Web on their streaming audio sites. Of course, that would be CITR.ca if you didn't know already. And perhaps even podcasting the show after the fact, as we always thank you for. Because if you can't tune in to us live, you can also do after the fact by visiting the webpage www.citr.ca and then downloading your favorite shows, including yours truly, right here on CITR. So we do appreciate that. Yes, we do. Bryce is the name, and I'm going to be giving you some good things to be listening to today. We got some brand new stuff, as always, as we always try to do here on the show. Brand new rock and roll. And really excited to bring you a couple bands today on the program. Very excited to play their debuts, or at least new stuff that has not yet even hit stores. So it's good that we can get a chance to get a sneak peek at some of this stuff. We're also still plundering through the vaults. We've got up to the letter L today on the show, and quite an interesting assortment of L related artists today on the program. So that's going to be coming up a little bit later. We're going to be telling you about a few gigs happening this week, and of course in the weeks to come, including a really big show that's going to be happening in April. And if, again, you haven't already heard about it, as we mentioned last week, then of course I'll be telling you about it in about a half hour's time. Very excited. And of course you have one more chance, speaking of shows, one more chance today to win yourself a pair of tickets to see From the Jam, who will be here on Saturday, February the 2nd at Richards on Richards. So another chance to win tickets today to see From the Jam, of course, the two remaining members of the pivotal and influential UK punk band. And it's going to be another skill testing question, a little round of Name That Tune coming at you. So do get ready. Get the jam collection out, spread across the room. Start listening to all those jam songs. Get them in your head, because we're going to be testing your knowledge a little bit later on in the show. But I thought today's show was only suitable and only going to be started off right if we played some Untamed Youth. Why? Well, every once in a while when you look out the window and you see weather like you do outside today, you got to say to yourself, man, I wish I was California bound, because I just, how much more can we really take? I don't know. If you're a winter person, great. You like it. You enjoy it. You get out there in the snow and you do what you do and have fun. But sometimes you just wake up and shake your head and go, man, I wish I was out of here, somewhere warm, somewhere nice, like California. So the Untamed Youth providing us with that inspirational song from their Some Kind of Fun album from 1991 on the Norton Records label. To begin today's Third Time's the Charm here on CITR 101.9 FM. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Let's kick it all off with a great track from The Boys.
You better stop and think it over again. go.
out of Chicago, Illinois. That was The Busy Signals from their debut album on the Dirt Nap Records label. The track is called Tell Me, and that song and all the other 11 tracks on that album are pretty awesome, if I do say so myself. Definitely the new wave of pop and punk coming together in a nice little package, courtesy of The Busy Signals. Again, Tell Me, from their debut album. It's getting a lot of rave reviews from the punk rock elite, and deservedly so, because it is a pretty fine debut for those kids out of Chicago, Illinois, and you can find it again on the Dirt Nap Records label. Before that, Gene Willis and the Aggregation, a great soul number from about the mid-60s. Don't really know too much about this because it's on one of those great anonymous soul compilations that is put out by some guy who has probably an enormous record collection and just decided to get a lot of these great tracks out to the public in some way, shape, or form. So he put out an album called Jump, Shake, and Vibrate, and that's all I can really tell you. No label info, no other band info to speak of, but this is the reason why we as music lovers get to really start the digging and the exploring to find who and what and why these tracks exist. So if you dug that, then you're definitely going to want to find, or at least try to find, more info about Gene Willis and the Aggregation from Jump, Shake, and Vibrate. The track was called We Got It. The Prisoners before that, a great track from the In From the Cold album from 1986. And Find and Seek out of the UK. The Prisoners, of course, very influential in the mid-80s, bridging together soul, punk, R&B, garage, and really making a great go at it during the mid-80s. Of course, they broke up towards the early 90s, and members of the Prisoners, of course, still going on today, Graham Day, forming a new band called Graham Day and the Gaylers. And Alan Crockford is also in a new group that I can try to remember if I do so by the end of the show, but he is also very busy. And, of course, James Taylor, who now fronts his own group, the James Taylor Quartet Soul Jazz Ensemble. So great to see that those guys are still around and playing. And, of course, if you're not a Prisoners fan or you're just kind of getting wise to the sounds of the Prisoners, then this is a great place to start, in my opinion, this album, In From the Cold, from 1986. The Sights before that, and a great cover of The Raining Sounds, Stop and Think It Over. There's only been a couple bands that have done this track justice, and The Hives are actually the other band that have done this track. But The Sights do an incredible job as well, really laying on the old Hammond for their version. And it's on a 7-inch released on Cass Records. Cass Records is the flagship label for Ben Blackwell of the Dirt Bombs fame. And of course, as friends in the Detroit scene will probably tell you, those two bands are tight. Yo, and they decided to join forces and put out this great record by The Sights. Came out a couple years ago. You can still find it. And, of course, dig it. The Boys started everything off. Well, not exactly, because we did start off with The Untamed Youth from Some Kind of Fun, California Bound, which actually came out in 1988. Sorry to give you the wrong date of release for that one, but it predates by about 3 years, because I said it was 91, but it's actually 1988, so... Whew. That one goes back a ways. But The Boys go back even further to 1978 for their self-titled debut. And, of course, if you can find the original copy, then good for you. You're a record nerd. But if you can't, then you'll get the re-release on Get Back Records, a great Italian label that's done a very good job of unearthing and re-releasing some of the great punk gems of the mid-70s to early 80s. And, of course, the track from The Boys, we heard Living in the City, which is what we do here in Vancouver on a daily basis, looking outside today and all the yucky grossness and snow that's hit the ground. Of course, that will turn to slush later on today because that's typical of Vancouver. Doesn't last for too long, so enjoy it while it lasts. If not, you're indoors, you're hanging out with me, Third Time's the Charm, and CITR 101.9 FM. Another set of tunes coming at you here, and this will be some new stuff from the Deranged Records label, based off the shores of Vancouver Island. There's some new stuff coming out on the roster that's very exciting to me and hopefully very exciting to you as well. And this band we played for you a few weeks back on the show, but it's time we played it for you again. These guys are out of T.O. These are the Marvelous Darlings. We'll be right back. Fast and Furious, that is the motto for the Brutal Knights out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Brand new album for them on the Deranged Records label. Pretty stoked because I really enjoyed the last one. And this is more of the same, just short, sharp shocks of punk rock coming at you from these guys. Living By Yourself, the name of the album, and the track 2025, their predilection to the future, as sung by the Brutal Knights. They are currently on tour and will be on tour for the better part of the spring. They're going to be heading out into the U.S. and doing some dates along the southeastern corridor and steadily making their way towards the southwest for South by Southwest in the middle of March. So we wish them luck getting out there and spreading the good times by the Brutal Knights. Again, the album is called Living By Yourself. It is on the Deranged Records label. Before that, we had a relatively new, still fresh-smelling release from the Red Dawns out of Portland, Oregon. The album is called Death to Idealism, and the track was called, as it says here in the jacket, Just Right, Romeo. That's the name of that track from the Red Dawns. Former members of the Observers, a much-loved band from the Portland area. They broke up and basically came together almost under the same membership, minus one guy. And now they are the Red Dawns. And if you dug that track, do check out the full length. Again, Death to Idealism on Deranged Records. Before that, we had a brand new one from Sudbury, Ontario's Statues. Same Bodies, Same Faces is the name of the 7-inch just released by them. And you heard the track called Pinpoint out of Sudbury, Ontario's Statues. And these guys will also be getting ready to go over to Europe. They're actually heading over to do a pretty lengthy tour, March and a little bit of April over in Europe. So we wish those guys well overseas. In the meantime, though, they'll be playing around their hometown of Sudbury, the Nickel City. And we started the whole set off with a brand new one from the Marvelous Darlings, also out of Toronto, Ontario, the 7-inch just released by them, I Don't Want to Go to the Party, and a great track from them. They've got a whole heap of stuff coming out on various labels. They seem to be very prolific right now, and we can't wait to hear the results. So do keep your eyes peeled for more stuff from the Marvelous Darlings in the very near future. And we've just hit the halfway mark of the show. Believe it or not, Fast and Furious, this show is moving along. And we've got to tell you some shows that are coming up. We got a little contest to do. We got some 7-inch vinyl to plow through and a couple of new things that we're really excited to play for you today. So let me get to the next set of music. These will be bands that we'll be playing this week and in the weeks to come here, just to give you a little hint, musically speaking, as to what you can check out on the live local rock and roll scene. And we'll kick it all off with a show that was just announced, or at least to my knowledge, within the last week, because posters that went up pretty quick for this one. But over at Old Pub 340, that great little bar on Cambie and Cordova, three bands will be playing. They are Ladies' Night, The Defectors, and Manic Attracts. And we thought we'd kick this set off with a little bit of new Ladies' Night right here on Third Time's the Charm. Yeah.
February 20th, tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CITR.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon?
Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out. Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset on Wednesday, February 20th, and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center of Montreal.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon. For more info, visit www.citr.ca.
To participate, dial 1-866-763-4136. Call toll-free.
They say you don't want people giving you too much?
No, well, you don't want to see, like, when you panhandle, people like you to come off with some clever kind of saying. And it's really because every individual's got what's going to make them laugh, and you may not even understand why they're laughing.
And that is a special day of programming that will be taking place next month, February 20th, right here on CITR. So tune in for more details and more info with regards to CITR's participation in the 6th Annual Homelessness Marathon. And bringing you all kinds of interesting perspectives and insight into the plight of the homeless here in Vancouver especially, but of course across Canada as a whole. Very interesting stuff, to be sure, but also exciting as well. And, of course, other shows to be listening to and other types of activities to be taking in here on CITR include Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on UBC's Finest. And, of course, starting a little bit off the mark today just due to the whole craziness that is the commute on this Tuesday morning, January the 22nd of 2008, but still glad you're with us, still glad you're tuning in, tuning us along, and enjoying, hopefully, what you've been listening to. You can, of course, you know, chime in every once in a while if you feel like it. 604-822-2487 is the number to call if you've got an itch to hear something of the rock and roll persuasion, or you're just digging the tunes, or you want more info about the tunes that we are playing for you. 604-822-2487. 2487. That's the number here on the show. You could also drop me an email at any time, bornin69@hotmail.com, bornin69@hotmail.com. That is the email address for this show. In the set, we had a few acts that will be taking the stage around town this week, especially. And we'll kick it off with Ladies Night, who will be playing with the Manic Attracts, which is former members of Ladies Night in this group, a brand new act. They've only had a couple of shows under their belts, and they're going to be playing again tomorrow night at Pub 340 with Ladies Night and the Defectors also on the bill. So that should be a pretty cool show at Pub 340 Wednesday night, and a brand new track from Ladies Night to play for you called Codes. And this is going to be released on an upcoming album that the guys have been busily preparing for. No info yet as to label and or expected release date, but an album's worth of stuff has been recorded and is just waiting patiently to be released. So get on it, labels. Let's get these guys out and get them rocking to more than just the city of Vancouver, even though we love them. Let's get them out to more people to hear how great these guys are. Codes, brand new track from Ladies Night right here on CITR. And then we followed it up with some... who did we follow it up with? I believe it was... Oh, yeah, brand new Vapid for you here on CITR. Third time's the charm. Glad to be debuting this great new band who have gotten some... shows also under their belts. They don't play very often, I've noticed, but when they do, the kids come out in full force, and now they should be coming out even in more full force because they are brand new. Their debut 7-inch has just been released on Nominal Records, based out right here in Vancouver, BC, and as soon as I hit the needle on this one, really, really liked it. This and the White Lung 7-inch really just impressed me right off the bat. It's not often... Or at least sometimes it takes me a little while to kind of get into certain things. But I always appreciate when the needle can hit the groove and the song just jumps at you right away. And that's definitely the case with Vapid. And I really enjoy that track, Do the Earthquake, from their recent 7-inch, just released, fresh, hot, off the presses on Nominal Records. And they're going to be doing a little release for it. In fact, I think they just did have a little special release for it at the Emergency Room last weekend. Or maybe it's this weekend. No, it's this weekend, actually. There you go. So that's another reason why I thought I'd play this one. Because I believe they're having their 7-inch release party on this coming weekend. But they're also opening up for Live Fast Die on Friday, February 1st. You know what? What am I talking about? I think it was last week. I don't know. I'm just going to have to see. This is what happens when you get all confused. Your mind just starts to wander. So I'm going to get you that detail. Don't you worry about that. But they are definitely playing on Friday, February the 1st with Live Fast Die out of New Hampshire and a couple of other bands at the Emergency Room. And it's this Friday, February 1st. So you can celebrate again with Vapid. How about that? And I'll figure what the heck I'm saying once I get off the air. But there you go. Great track from Vapid in there for you. Debut. And also in the set there, we had something by... who else did we have in the set? Oh, we had We Are Wolves in the set. I know that for sure. From Total Magique. And of course, that was Magique from their newest one on Dare to Care Records, because they are playing tonight at Pat's Pub. And you should get out and check them out, because you don't want to be stuck indoors, hidden away from all this snow and slush and rain. You want to get out. You want to check these guys out from Montreal, all the way from Montreal, coming to play for you tonight at Pat's Pub. We Are Wolves. And this should be a great show. And from, again, Magique is the name of the track, from Total Magique on Dare to Care Records, based out of Montreal. So there's a few shows there for you. Let's see. We talked about We Are Wolves. We talked about Ladies Night. We talked about Vapid. We can also let you know that a great band called Silver Lions 2020 are playing on Thursday, the 31st, and that is also at Pat's Pub. These guys, as we've mentioned the last couple weeks on the show, ex-members of the immortal Lee County Killers and the Dexateens. And definitely, if you've been intrigued by that pedigree, you should check them out on Thursday, the 31st of January. Also, we've got upcoming February 2nd, that is Saturday, Petroleum Byproducts, Adjective, and Cult de Cargo at the Astoria. So that should be pretty cool. And also, again, on February 2nd, as we will tell you a little bit more in detail here in a second, from The Jam on Saturday at Richards on Richards, the remaining members, Rick Buckler and Bruce Foxton, along with two other members of the Jam Tribute Band, have joined forces to bring you the best of the best of the Jam's material over their brief but obviously influential career. And that's on Saturday, February 2nd at Richards on Richards. Then looking into the future, we've got a couple other shows to tell you about. February 15th, down the road a piece, we've got Vancouver playing their 7-inch release party. They've got a brand new album coming out in the early summer, but to sort of get you in the mood, they've got a 7-inch that they'll be releasing on February the 15th on Mint Records. That'll be at the Railway Club with Petroleum Byproducts, Terror Bird, and the Beelines. So that'll be pretty awesome. And then a little ways down from that, February 22nd, we've mentioned this show, of course, The Hives and The Donnas at the Commodore Ballroom. That should be pretty awesome as well, of course. Tickets still available for this one, surprisingly enough. It hasn't actually sold out yet, so you still got a chance to check them out. And again, it's at the Commodore Ballroom, February 22nd. Also, that same night, if you don't manage to get tickets to that or you're not interested, you can go see The Parallels, The TVs, and The Trap Doors, a great triple bill of garage rock at the Royal Unicorn. It'll be a dance party to be sure. So if The Hives and Donnas doesn't appeal to you, then The Parallels, TVs, and Trap Doors just might. And rounding off the month of February, just heard about this one, Black Halos. Brand new album is in the can, ready to hit the shelves, and they're going to have a little album release party on February the 28th, I believe, is the date for this one from last time I checked. It will be at the Plaza Club, from what I remember seeing. And if anyone's been jonesing to hear some brand new Black Halos, this is your opportunity. The album hits the streets on February 26th, and Third Time's the Charm will hope to have that album for you to play in the coming weeks. So do be prepared for that. That's going to be a great, great show. And, of course, really looking forward to hearing some new Black Halos material. And then a show that just found out about last week, and it's been highly advertised, and this is definitely going to pique a lot of interest in people. The Black Keys will be coming back to Vancouver April the 6th. And not only is that reason enough to go, the Black Keys are an amazing group, a great live act for just being two guys, but the opening act is one Jay Retard. That's right, folks, Jay Retard making his first ever appearance in Vancouver, supporting the Black Keys, and that again is April the 6th. So circle that on the calendars right now. Go to your Rolodex, plan it in your Bluetooth, your day timers. But April 6th, Black Keys, Jay Retard, and it's going to be a great, great show. So there you have it, folks. Just a few things to be reminded of, and check out some local rock and roll while you're at it. So, speaking of all that, of course, you know that the last couple weeks here on the show, we've been doing this little contest, Name That Jam Tune, and we've had a great flurry of listeners calling in to correctly identify those tunes over the last couple weeks. Again, just a quick shout-out to Rod and Jeffy for correctly identifying two jam songs that we played over the last couple weeks. So this is your third and final chance, listeners. Third time's the charm to win yourself a pair of tickets to see From the Jam this Saturday, February the 2nd at Richards on Richards. Now, if you can correctly identify the following Jam song, call in 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487 to win yourself a pair of tickets. If we don't get any calls by the end of the show, by 11:30, it will go to email, and you'll have to email bornin69@hotmail.com. to correctly identify the song, which means you'll have to listen to the podcast of today's show. But if you're up and at 'em and you got your ears open wide, listen up, because here it comes. Name That Jam Tune, 604-822-2487. there it is, a little snippet of that jam tune, 604-822-2487. You want to hear it again? Get ready. Here it comes. Name that jam tune for your chance to win tickets to see them this Saturday, February 2nd at Richards on Richards. All right. That, of course, was The Jam. And yes, we did have a winner. Thanks, Chris, for calling in and correctly identifying that track as Down in the Tube Station at Midnight, which actually reached the top 20 in 1978 when the album All Mod Cons was released on the Polydor record label back in the UK during that time. And of course, The Jam getting a lot of great songs into the top 20. In fact, they had three number one singles between 1977 and 1979 in their heyday. And of course, the remaining members of The Jam will be playing this Saturday at Richards on Richards for From The Jam, which of course will span pretty much the entire career of The Jam. And really excited about this one. And Chris is as well. And of course, again, everybody who has called in during the last 3 weeks to win themselves tickets to see the show, we'll see you on Saturday for From The Jam, Richards on Richards. It is an early show. Doors at 7, kicks off at 7:30 with Mr. Hugh Cornwell of the Stranglers giving us a little solo performance to warm us up. And then, of course, From The Jam to follow. So great. Thanks, Chris. And we'll see you there. Third time's the charm, CITR 101.9 FM. It is, of course, 11 o'clock on the dot here on the show. Half an hour only left to go. So let's kick into our little selection of 7 inches from the vaults. We've been alphabetically scouring through our catalog here at CITR with great success, finding lots of cool gems to play for you from back in the day, from the history of music here at CITR. And we think we've got a pretty interesting collection of stuff for you today. Under the letter L, here is Lords of the New Church.
Tomorrow. dark, there was no moon above. I told my girl, yeah, this was the night for love. So we went parking, yeah, and the night was just right. When someone grabbed me and I knew I was in a fight. It was the night of the saints, yeah. I remember that look in his eye. It was the night of the saints, yeah. I'll remember till the day I die. He grabbed my throat, I could feel the blade of his knife. I clutched his hand, cause I knew he would take my life. Well, I looked in his face, I saw the hate in his eyes. Well, I looked at my girl and I heard her helpless cries. Oh, oh. It was the night of the saints, yeah. I'll remember till the day I die. Something happened to him, he had a funny laugh. He turned away, I could almost smell death in the air. Well, thankful I am, but I'll never know to this day. What made him turn and slowly walk away?
It sure is good to see that tape just going round and round and round. Ooh. Boy, that looks good. Just like jingling, jangling. Slugs in my pocket. We're going to slug this one out. Turning up a steering wheel. There goes a jackrabbit through a brush. A quiet stream beginning to rush. I ride a tractor in the cotton field. I fling a banana peel onto a cotton bowl. Thought it was a salad bowl. Now with my stifle, I whip out my. Now the trigger goes off, it's a bird from above, cause honey is my first love. I ride a tractor in the cotton field. Oh yes, I'm riding a John Deere tractor in the cotton field today. And what did the John Deere tractor say to the plow? Hello, John Deere. Turning up a steering wheel. There goes a jackrabbit through the a good John Deere tractor as long as I keep diesel in it and it's running. End of tractor.
And there you had it, folks, a little selection out of the vaults of CITR's 7-inch library. Ending the set there with a group out of, I think they were from Detroit. Yeah, they were, actually. How could I have forgotten? The Laughing Hyenas from 1990. John Brannon, of course, formerly of his hardcore group, you may remember, Negative Approach. Ring any bells? Yeah. There is the extenuation of Negative Approach singer's repertoire in The Laughing Hyenas. A bit more sort of the rock and roll, heavy rock and roll bend. I remember these guys being quite good for a brief time in the early 90s, and that single was one of the, I think, culminations of that greatness. Here we go again from The Laughing Hyenas out of Detroit, Michigan, released on the Touch and Go record label out of Chicago, based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And there you had it, folks, Laughing Hyenas. Here We Go Again from Touch and Go Records, 1990. Before that, a little country ditty from the legendary Stardust Cowboy, I Ride a Tractor, from 1991 Norton Records 7-inch, the legendary Stardust Cowboy. We also had, speaking of legendary, Johnny Legend in the set, Night of the Sadist, his take on the Larry and the Blue Notes 60s garage classic, a little more of the countrified version of that track, if I do say so myself, with a bit of wailing harmonica in there for good measure. But this one came out on the Dionysus label, based out of Los Angeles in the early 1990s as well. The legendary Golden Vampires before that, a group out of Germany. I believe they were from the Frankfurt area, and they released a couple of really cool albums and kind of disappeared into the ether. But this single from 1985 on the Kix on 45 record label was pretty darn good. Rebel Woman, the name of that one, from the legendary Golden Vampires. And of course, vampires in their own right, the Lords of the New Church, started it all off, Stiff Baiters and Company, with a little take on the grassroots 60s nugget, Live For Today, off of which I believe was released on a full length, but this one did come out on 45 on the IRS record label in 1982. Whew. More from the vaults next week, and the letter M is what we'll be trudging into halfway through the alphabet. I don't know how many weeks it's taken us. I guess it's been about 13 since we started, and we're going to continue till we hit the letter Z. So do stay tuned. More great stuff from the vaults next week here on Third Time's the Charm. And, of course, with only 10 minutes left on the show, we got to get some other stuff out of the way, including this brand new track, happy and excited and elated to bring it to you. Man, I'm ready. Are you ready? I think you should be, because it's by everybody's favorite rock and soul combo, the Dirt Bombs. That's right, folks. The Dirt Bombs' brand new album, We Have You Surrounded, is coming out on In the Red Records, the great follow-up to the album from a year and a half ago, and which I don't know why escapes my memory right now, but it does. Holy crap. But there you have it, folks. That's just what you get for waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning and trying to get here for 9:30 to do a rock and roll radio show every single week. Sometimes information does escape your memory. But what matters most is that we are going to debut now for you, and I think for the next 3 weeks until the album actually hits the stores, because it's not even out for another couple of weeks yet on In the Red Records, is just give you a little taste for what you can expect. And I think it's greatness in a nutshell. But you be the judge. This is brand new Dirt Bombs on Third Time's the Charm.
History, netcast, server crash, don't know what you said to me. TV runner, caught low, caught up in the undertow. Pokey-o, okey-doke, long as you don't wreck my flow. Holy roller, death spot, cop, I'm in the parking lot. Kids blow, new show, prime time, lead slot. Don't think I'm gonna make it, too busy trying to fake it. Oh no, here they go, everybody wreck my flow. Everybody trying to wreck my flow. We'll be right back.
so what do you do? No rains on the plains, blame immigrants for that too. Ignorant, future shock, motivated, cocked and locked. Here you come, there I go, why you gotta wreck my flow? Everybody gotta wreck my flow. Trying to wreck my flow. Everybody trying to wreck my flow. You always gotta wreck my flow. Everybody trying to wreck my flow. Everybody's 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 trying to wreck my flow. Everybody trying to wreck my flow.
Welcome.
Yeah, the Hives for you. On this edition of Third Time's the Charm, CITR 101.9 FM, getting their groove on there with that track, T-H-E-H-I-V-E-S, from the Black and White album, just released, fresh, hot, and new. And they'll be, of course, in town February 22nd at the Commodore Ballroom playing for you all, and it should be a fantastic show. And of course, before that, a debut for you, the brand new Dirt Bombs, We Have You Surrounded. It is on In the Red Records, not out for a couple more weeks yet, but of course, yours truly, getting the goods to you just so you are prepared for the greatness that will be the new Dirt Bombs album, Wreck My Flow, the name of that track from the Dirt Bombs. And we'll have more from that album next week on the show. How you about that? I rhyme. I'm good like that. And that's it. Another edition of Third Time's the Charm, done like dinner for this Tuesday, January 22nd of 2008. Thank you all for tuning us in. We will try our very best to be on time next week. I do hope you can join us. If not, do listen in on our podcast. Go to our website, www.citr.ca. That is the website address, and you can download Third Time's the Charm in all its glory, mistakes and all, for your listening convenience. Thanks again to Chris for winning himself a pair of tickets to see From the Jam on Saturday. We'll see you there. It's going to be a great show, and we'll see everybody there at that show or any old rock and roll show that happens to be coming up in the very near future. We hope to see you out and about enjoying the rock and roll right here on CITR 101.9 FM. One final song to leave you with today, another debut, brand spanking new single from The Kills out of London in the UK. This is the forthcoming single from the new album on Domino Records, which is slated for release within the coming weeks. So again, your first-hand look and listen to The Kills. To end off to this edition of Third Time's the Charm, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
To the counter,
what you got to offer?
Pick you out a soda,
look at you forever.
Take you to the water,
eyes like a casino.
You ain't bone typical. Find a piece of silver,
pretty as a diagram.
Go down to the Rio,
put it in my left hand.
Put it in a foot machine.
Everyone's a winner,
laughing like a seagull. You are fever, you are fever. You ain't bone typical. You are fever, you are fever, you ain't born typical.
Living in a suitcase,
meet a clown for love,
and down to have you over,
clean round and break up,
take you to a jukebox,
nice situation,
pick you out a number,
nice hour arrangement. Dancing on the legs of a newborn pony. Left, right, keep it up, son. Go ahead and have her, go ahead and leave her. You only ever had her when you were a fever. I am a fever, I am a fever. I ain't born typical. I am a fever, I am a fever, I ain't born typical. We are fever, we are fever, we ain't born typical. We are fever, we are fever, we ain't born typical. We are fever, we are fever, we ain't born typical. We are fever, we are fever, we ain't born typical.